her ex-husband. Randall, also a doctor, would already have picked up Jenny, and the admin wing held offices, not patients. Still, she sped forward. Surely someone had simply overcooked microwave popcorn in a staff lunchroom, or it was something equally innocuous. There couldn't be a fire in Gilpin Hospital. The heels of her low, comfortable pumps clicked briskly on the shiny linoleum floor. The rapidity of her pulse matched her pace. She turned right toward the increasing smell. An ominous gray cloud billowed at the end of the short hall, in the direction of Kid Club.
"Fire!"
she shouted. At least no one should be around. It was 7 o'clock at night. The childcare center closed at 6:30. Most admin staff were already gone by then. Quickly, she dialed 911 and gave the particulars. The operator promised to send firefighters immediately.
"Fire!"
she shouted again.
"Is anyone here?"
No reply. Good. Maybe everyone else had left. But she couldn't be certain. Kelly glanced up at the walls, looking for a building fire alarm. The whole hospital should be alerted. The evacuation plan might need to be implemented. She had to get out, too. But first, she needed to make sure no one was in danger. There was a fire alarm outside the childcare facility. She would go down the hall that far and pull the alarm. She had to make sure no one remained inside. No child. Jenny. Kid Club was 3/4 of the way down this relatively short hallway. Its door was closed but not locked. The lights were still on. The smell of the surrounding smoke gagged her. She ran inside, checked the 3 large playrooms, the kitchen, the bathroom. Thankfully, no one was there. She hustled back to the corridor. A crackling roar filled the air from down the hall. The smoke was thicker. She coughed as she broke the glass and set off the alarm. The cacophonous, pulsing blare surrounded her. Where was the fire? In a large record storage room at the end? No one would be there, but all that paper would provide a huge source of fuel. She coughed again. Her eyes stung, teared. She had to get out.
"Is anyone here?"
she called again to be sure. And heard something. Was it her imagination? The sound had been so tiny compared with the alarm and the thundering from the end of the hall, punctuated now by an occasional crash. She had to check. It wasn't easy to see with her eyes smarting. A hand on the wall, she inched along.
"Who's there?"
she called. And heard the noise again, like a child's whimper.
"Please, God, no,"
Kelly murmured, moving faster. Another short hall veered from the main corridor. Kelly tried to peer down it, then heard a small voice.
"Mommy!"
"Jenny!
Oh, Lord! Jenny!"
Kelly shoved at the air as if to erase the smoke. Below, on the floor, she got a glimpse of bright yellow. Jenny had worn her bright yellow jumper that morning. Kelly knelt. Her tiny, blonde-haired daughter was crouched on the floor. At least there, the smoke was not as thick, but Jenny coughed as Kelly lifted her into her arms and hugged her tight. The tears running down her face now were not entirely due to the fire. Where the hell was Randall? How could he have left their daughter alone? No matter now. There would be plenty of time to censure him once Jenny and she were safe. Coughing as she re-entered the main corridor, her precious cargo snugged safely against her, Kelly glanced right. The only area on fire seemed to be the records room. She'd seen no one flee after she'd cried out and set off the alarm. Hopefully, no one else was here. The siren still shrieking, Kelly hurried away from the smoke to the outside where people gathered in excitement and concern. Her daughter and she would be fine, though they'd both have to be checked for smoke inhalation. But thank heavens, the only damage appeared to be to paperwork. Things. Hospital.